A child is told to recite a prayer.
La ilaha illallah.
Trapped under the rubble of a collapsed building, this is the human toll of a major earthquake that struck central Turkey. It was felt hard in neighboring Syria. Hundreds of people have already lost their lives. Buildings collapsed across towns and cities and on both sides of the front lines of the war in Syria. In areas under the control of the government and those controlled by the opposition. Desperate appeals for help from those already struggling to survive after more than a decade of war. In rebel areas, there are no state structures to deal with such a disaster. Calls are growing for emergency aid as residential areas are leveled to the ground.
Civilian buildings have completely been destroyed due to an earthquake that hit the northwest of Syria around 4:30 in the morning. The situation is dire and catastrophic. Tens of buildings have fallen in the city of Salkin. There's a complete electrical blackout. It's really catastrophic. Everyone is on the streets. The buildings are either destroyed or barely holding here.
Many of the buildings that collapsed were already not structurally sound due to years of war. Civil defense teams say they need machinery to rescue people, while the few hospitals that survived government attacks in recent years are overwhelmed.
The medical sector already in northwest Syria is fragile, exhausted by the bombing, by the devastation, by the Assad regime. Many hospitals, many doctors were killed by the bombing, and the best time that we were suffered from the pandemic, COVID, and after. Now, the medical sector cannot handle all those injured, cannot receive all those injured.
People are already facing a severe storm and freezing temperatures, and aftershocks are making their lives worse. More shelter is needed, as many families are again made homeless in a region where millions displaced by war live in tents.
Powerful tremors were felt in Lebanon as well. They started just after 3 a.m. when most people were asleep and lasted for at least 40 seconds.
There was chaos as many people evacuated their homes. Damage may have been minimal here, but more tremors are feared. Back in Syria, the extent of the humanitarian tragedy is only becoming apparent. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.
Let's cross over to Damascus and speak to Al Mustafa Ben Lamlih. He's joining us from there. He's the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Syria. Welcome to the Al Jazeera News Hour, sir. What is your assessment of the situation so far, and what are your teams on the ground telling you about what they're seeing?
It's a very difficult situation. It's a sad situation here in Syria. We have already a difficult situation before 11 years of war, and now nature is even making it harder on us. In Aleppo, for example, we have already 40 buildings have collapsed, and numerous buildings are suffered real structural damage and might collapse anytime. We are there using schools for sheltering people, homeless people who are already have been homeless maybe before. Many schools have collapsed also, cannot be used. So the situation is difficult. And not only in Halab, Aleppo, and Homs, but also in Ladakhia and the coastal area, the whole situation. We have a situation that is not easy. For example, the infrastructure, the school, the roads, water is also have been damaged. We rely very much on the water tanks, and many of them either need a serious repair or need to be replaced.
I understand that OCHA does not provide services, but rather it coordinates the response. So how challenging has it been for you to coordinate the response under these circumstances?
We have teams in Homs, in Halab, in Ladakhia, and they're working, and we are coordinating there. We have sectors coordinating various areas of humanitarian areas. We are also coordinating at the level of Damascus. We are working with partners, national NGOs, international NGOs, local partners at the governorate levels. And we can actually, we are ready to work, and we are facilitating that. There is a huge need. We have already, we have been suffering huge needs, whether we are talking about health, education, or fuel. Even fuel we don't have here, if we want to address the situation, which is becoming really serious. Roads have been damaged. Fuel is not available. Staff is not available. Hospitals, some of them got damaged in Halab and maybe in other places. We need a lot of help here.
So when you, okay, we let's talk about that help. What sort of aid is getting into these areas?
Yes, all of us, the UN agencies, the humanitarian community, international NGOs, the all the partners here are using whatever stock they have. We have already, we have food, we have non-food items, we have tents, we have clothes, winter clothes, sheets, but all of these have been stocked there for the normal needs of the Syrian people. And now, because of the urgency and emergency, we are moving with these, we are moving and we are using them, but that needs to be replenished. In the next few days, we will use whatever stock we have. Medical needs are huge. We are already working to bring medical supplies from outside, and we're getting all the facilitation from the partners to get into the country all these needs, whether they're medical or others, and we're also getting a lot of support in terms of access to the areas in the north, in the whole north, beyond the northwest. Hama, Homs, Ladiqiya, Halab, Tartus, all these places.
And if we look at the northwest of Syria, if we look at the northwest of Syria in particular, last month, of course, the UN Security Council agreed to allow aid into that part of the country from Turkey across one border crossing, and that's the Bab al-Hawa border crossing. So do you think that some of the restrictions will be relaxed now to allow the aid in? And will the aid still be going in through that particular crossing or elsewhere?
I think that's Bab al-Hawa. That's the cross border from the Turkey into the northwest. And we are talking about that northwest plus Halab and Homs and Ladiqiya. Just I want to remind the people of something. Halab is only 100 or 120 kilometers from the epicenter in Gaziantep. And the conditions of Halab are not the same. We are already in a very kind of difficult situation in terms of the infrastructure, the roads, water, electricity, fuel. So the impact of this is as big as what we see in other places. And that is, I think, the problem. We have, your question is whether we can get from this side, from Halab, to reach those people in need wherever they are, whether they're in the northwest or in the coastal area or in Homs and other places that have been affected. We are ready to do that. We are ready to do that, and we count and rely on our partners, all our partners, to facilitate that access, because here we're not talking politics, we're talking access to people and access to women and children that are actually going to sleep at night outside. And we all know that now we have colleagues and we have people in Tartus, in Ladiqiya, in Halab, who are going to sleep out in freezing temperatures. And it's going to snow if it's not already snowing in that area. So
Have you been guaranteed access, just for clarity, have you been guaranteed access to every area that you need to reach?
From our side, from Damascus side, yes, we have been guaranteed that access, as soon as it's requested, it will be granted. Now we need also to have that kind of guarantee from other partners, other sides, I mean beyond Damascus, those areas that are the northwest of Syria. I cannot now at this point answer your question, but I'm making this appeal to facilitate access to those people, because we cannot afford to see people who have been suffering all these years again suffer now. And actually, nature is making it hard on us.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We thank you very much for speaking to us from Damascus, Mr. El Mustafa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.